Yo, Juliano.
How you doing, Joe? This is Alex calling back from our stop library.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, you?
Good. I had a question about the IPv6.
Sure,
Go
what's the
back on
question?
that. Well, if I Google what's my IP, I'm not getting any.
You want to go to your computer and just do ipconfig. Don't use that. You want to see what you get with the IPv6 addresses on your device, right? What you're doing is you're searching for your public IPv4 address, right? That's what's going to pull up when you use those websites.
Well, I'm using testivp6.com.
Okay.
And it's coming up with three errors. Tests with IPv6 DNS record bad, tests for large packet bad, and find service provider bad. So I don't know actually where I'm standing here.
What's the issue?
It's not detecting a public IPv6 address.
And did you search for your own IPv6 address on your own system before you did that? And you pulled up one?
Yeah, in my router I could see it's I've got the IPv6 address, I've got primary DNS, secondary DNS, and that's what I'm getting, but that's not publicly available. That's the problem.
All IPv6 addresses are publicly routed, unless otherwise specified.
Like right. So, well, I mean, is there any way you can do any diagnostics on my line and figure out why it's not available?
What kind of diagnostic do you want me to run is the question. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, hello?
I mean, how do I know what my IPv6 address is?
The one that's given to you by the router is a publicly routed address, right? Despite what you testing online and looking and seeing, it's not always going to tell you because those websites are still using IPv4 to then as their initial route. So it's just gonna come up with the same thing. They're gonna get caught up in the CG NAT, regardless of anything. So they're not gonna be able to pull up anything.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like their initial trace route is always gonna be IPv4. A lot of those websites are very antiquated in that sense, right? The only real people that are still using IPv are currently using IPv6 are like the big names, Google, because they have too much to even get any IPv4 addresses. Too many nodes to touch, too many servers to manage. So, like, if you try to pull up an IPv6 on Google, you'd have to ping it from your computer to find it. You're not going to be able to do it online. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because those websites, their initial route is always going to be rooted in IPv4. You can still pull up other addresses with that.
Right.
But it's not as consistent as just being able to do it from your computer.
Okay, so how do you suggest doing it from my computer?
You already found it. That's what I'm not understanding. You're able to see your IPv6 address yourself.
Right. The problem is I'm trying to set up a remote access, and when we set up a VPN and we look for that that address, it's like not available. But if you're saying that there's no, I mean, everything's already pre-configured and it's just there, then it's on my end and I'll work that out. So if there's nothing to get configured
It should be pre-configured unless you have IPv6 turned off on your router itself, which
right.
I don't. If you're able to see the IPv6, I just said it's listing. I don't think it's turned off unless you turned it off previously when trying to set up on your initial setup that you were trying to do before if you're trying to set up a certain.
Right.
Certain
I mean,
VPN
when I initially said actually when I did initially set it up, it was off and I turned it on today. I'm like, oh, okay, this is why I don't have it. Then I saw the address, then I called my partner. I'm like, all right, can you see this? And he's like, no. But
does he have IPv6 turned off on his?
I don't think so, no. He's got the same exact router, and he's had it for years now, a couple of years. All right, listen, let me do some deep dive here, and I'll figure out what I need to. But thanks, I appreciate you returning my call.
No problem. If it does seem like it is more pervasive than that, I can always connect you with I can always contact my network operations team and see if there's any further configuration needs to be done.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alex.
No worries.